Governor Pat McCrory has made replenishing the state's Economic Incentives Fund one of his top and immediate priorities. Republican leaders in the Senate introduced their own plan, which differs significantly from the governor's. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports it's the latest blow in an intra-party fight that's as much regional as ideological.
The state's main economic incentive fund offers companies tax breaks to move here, but it's run dry after several major deals the past couple of years. In his February State of the State address, Governor McCrory told lawmakers he needs it refilled, expanded, and extended past its January expiration.
We need these tools passed in a matter of weeks, not months, because right now we're attempting to recruit new jobs to North Carolina.
Specifically, a car manufacturer. State officials say they're deep in talks. So, a month after the speech, the House passed an incentives plan similar to McCrory's ask. The Senate didn't. Senate Leader Phil Berger introduced his own radically different plan this week. It extends the program for 2 years, but doesn't expand it. Instead, it drops the entire corporate tax rate from 5% down to 3%, and sets up a potentially lengthy showdown.
It breaks the bank. It breaks a promise of last year on tax reform.
McCrory quickly responded, as captured here by Raleigh TV station WRAL.
It doesn't create a long-term solution and signal to our competitors that North Carolina's got a long-term plan, and I also think it divides North Carolina.
In one sense, it's just the latest disagreement between House, Senate, and McCrory. The two chambers fought last year about a coal ash law, Medicaid, and even when to adjourn. McCrory sued both over appointing commissions that usurp executive power.
We have to understand that there are different factions within the GOP that really makes up this governing coalition.
Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer. Most commonly, McCrory and the House have disagreed with the Senate, like in this incentive case or last year about teacher pay. That reflects an ideological divide, Bitzer says.
The Senate is more conservative than the House.
The concept of incentives, specifying individual tax breaks for large companies, is controversial on both right and left, but especially for conservatives who term it corporate welfare. No one professes to like them, but they have less support in the Senate, and it shows in the bills. But there's another element to this fight. McCrory touched on it.
And I also think it divides North Carolina.
The senators didn't agree to an interview, but in a statement accused McCrory of, quote, directing close to 90% of the state's incentive money to its richest three counties, including his own. And they say it's time for the 97 other counties in this state to be treated with respect. In a state controlled by one party, the most noticeable split is between urban and rural legislators. Several of this year's major debates already center on it, notes Bob Morgan from the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce.
We're seeing it on a range of policy issues, from economic development to transportation to now this week the discussion of the allocation of the sales tax.
He's referencing a Senate plan expected to push more sales tax income to rural areas. Cities like Charlotte snapped back far more quickly from the recession, while rural counties have remained more economically depressed. So rural lawmakers want to shift investment to those areas. And many of them are in the Senate, Bitzer says.
With the Senate districts being larger, generally we're seeing a much more rural orientation in terms of the composition of the Senate Republican caucus.
The Senate's incentive bill limits how much money can go to the economically healthiest counties, and it especially singles out Mecklenburg, Wake, and Durham. Morgan and McCrory oppose those limits, arguing a rising tide lifts all boats. It's unclear if lawmakers can reach a compromise, especially in time to lure their carmaker. But this larger fight between urban and rural Republicans looks here to stay. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.